Today, Thursday, the 18th of November, 2010. I am Mari, and at the studio we have Andrea, Yahalon, and Miriam. The weather forecast. Sunny day, temperature 27 degrees. The interview for today is with Mauna, that has been working with media and press in Oroville since a long time. Today, she's part of the Outreach Media team, and she will explain us what is the importance of Orovillians getting involved on all the media issues connected to Oroville.
Well, Outreach Media is the group that is delegated to sort of receive incoming press. When the press, when media people come to Oroville, they are standing before this enormous project, don't know where to go, don't know where to ask for information. So when they end up at the Outreach Media Group, we can guide them, we can fulfill their needs, we can help them get in touch with the people they need to speak with. The problem is only that sometimes they get lost in Oroville itself or in guest houses, and they do not get the information of the existence of a group that can guide them. So this is a little bit, we keep asking all the Orovillians, hey, if you have somebody who wants to interview you, just give them one of our numbers or get in touch or an email or phone, and we will come and talk with them and tell them the regulations, because unfortunately we have some regulations. We are part of the Oroville Foundation. We are in India. We have to play by the game. And yeah, there are some do's and don'ts which can be make more fluid if there is a proper authorization. The reason why we ask the residents to direct people who want to write or film about Oroville is that if you don't do that, they get lost, and they can grab any old person on any old road and start talking, and anybody here in the local vicinity will say, yes, yes, I'm Orovillian, and talk and maybe tell things that are not entirely true, or they are not informed about the particular fields of work where such a journalist is interested in. So this is one of the reasons. We have a whole list of Orovillians to whom we appeal if people want to speak. And we ask them, are you willing to interview? You are very much into Greenberg. Would you mind? Well, you are very much into education, da-da-da-da-da. So we need the collaboration of the community, but a bit structured, a bit more structured than it often is. And certainly with the season, the guest season upon us, we would really want to ask again the Orovillians for their collaboration. And another important thing here is that we try to reach out often to the community to make all our Orovillians, all our residents, aware of the fact that when you're interviewed, you're an ambassador for Oroville. You are speaking for Oroville. You are an Orovillian who is speaking and explaining about what's going on. So this is a dimension that could be part of us all and that could help Oroville build up its further relation with the world.
The PRI Past Reality Integration Workshop, so highly recommended by Mark Lutches, has had to be postponed. The new dates are starting from today, Thursday, at Verite. If anyone finds that these new dates make it possible for them to attend, please, you are more than welcome to come. For that, ring Verite at 2622045 or write Verite at oroville.org.in. Also today, at Savitri Bhavan at 5 p.m., we have a talk by George Van Vrecken titled Bridges Across the Afterlife. The mother has said explicitly that one of the reasons for her incarnation was to provide a safe passage to the deceased on their way to the psychic world through the vital and mental domains. She built those passages when she was still quite young. Since then, more and more cases are reported of near-death experience, which persons returning from the ultimate limit describe in ecstatic terms. New pranayama course based on the art of living technique are starting from 19 to the 23 of November every morning from 6:30 to 8:30 in Pitanga. If you have any doubt or you want to register, please contact Pitanga through the telephone or send an email to pitanga@orville.org.in. And tomorrow Friday at 2 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso Town Hall, Parto is going to give a talk about integral leadership. It's a very interesting subject and it's connected with the new way of leadership that we need address and evoke the deeper person that empowers and inspires, that creates deeper values and meaning to life and work for. Such leadership arises out of self-awareness, self-integration and finally self-actualization. Everyone is more than welcome. One must progress constantly in the light and the peace which come from the absence of personal desire, the mother. The news are a glimpse on the life of Orville. To know more about Orville, access orville.org.in. Bye-bye.